Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Tzidzik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the fifth day of the month of Shvat. Today is actually my great-grandfather, who I'm named after. Today is, I believe, his 45th yahrzeit. May his neshama have an aliyah. Additionally, today is day 485. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. Of course, we are so grateful for all those who continue to come out, and we continue to daven, we continue to pray that all come home safely to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi James Prutz of the Synagogue of the Suburban Torah Center in Livingston, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Prutz slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Prutz will lead us in the recitation of the Misha Berach for Adir Chayalim, the Misha Berach for the Shvuyim, those who are still held captive, and finally concluding with the Misha Berach L'Cholim, pausing for roughly 30 seconds, give each of us the opportunity to daven, to pray for all those in need of a refuah. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Prutz.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to join you on the Tehillim call this morning. So thank you to Rabbi Herman, all those at the OU, and for inviting me to share this afternoon as part of this wonderful initiative that continues to bring inspiration to so many every day. It's hard not to think of the parshas as we work through the parshas since the beginning of Sefer Shmos, the climactic Yetzias Mitzrayim as we leave the land of Egypt, as we cross the Yam Suf in this week's coming parsha of B'Shalach, the joy, the feeling of freedom, the relief that all of Klal Yisrael must have been feeling in those times is palpable to anyone and every time we read through the accounts. But then towards the end of the parsha, things take a turn. And following our newly found freedom, suddenly Jewish people, B'nai Yisrael, are faced once again with catastrophic circumstances as they face Amalek for the first time. And we're told how Moshe prepared Yehoshua and the Jewish people, the soldiers, the battle with Amalek. And if we look just briefly at the pasuk, we find incredible inspiration and chizuk from the actions of our great leader Moshe Rabbeinu. The pasuk reads, Vayomer Moshe el Yehoshua, and Moshe said to Yehoshua, B'char lanu anashim, v'tzei hi lachem ba'amalek. Pick some men, pick some troops for us, and go out and do battle with Amalek. And then, in a reassuring way, Moshe continues, Machar anosi nitzav al rosh hagiva. Tomorrow I will station myself on top of the hill, umateh ha'elokim biyavi, with the mateh, the rod of God, in my hand. The great Netziv of Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin in Emek HaDavar asks, why is it necessary for Moshe to specify that he will be taking the mateh, the staff which had accompanied him every day since the snare, since the burning bush? Why does he make mention of the fact specifically that he will take the mateh with him up on the mountain? Or asked another way, why does the Torah need to tell us this specifically? The question is even more compelling, given the fact that the subsequent psukim that describe the battle make no mention of Moshe using this holy staff. What role does it play in this story. And the Netziv explains that Moshe took the staff with him and made point to Yehoshua that he would have it with him, merely as a sign of encouragement. A sign of encouragement to remind Yehoshua, as well as all the Jewish soldiers, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them. And just as they had witnessed the miraculous salvation from Mitzrayim and on the banks of the Yam Suf, so too, here again, they will be victorious with the help of God. Knowing this would boost their self-confidence and bolster their strong connection to Hashem. Rabbi Beryl Wine adds a further dimension of the importance of this symbolism of Moshe taking the Mateh. He cites Parshas Korach, in which once again that same Mateh, that same staff, although this time in the hands of Aaron, blossoms, proving his right to the Kahuna in the face of Korach's opposition. Rabbi Wine writes that there this wooden and apparently dead staff comes to life and sprouts blossoms and fruit. And why is it able to do so? Because in its proximity of the Aron HaKodesh, spirituality and Torah, holiness can convert what appears to be an inanimate staff into a living and productive tree. So therefore, back in our parsha, he points out that Moshe's staff is in fact the correct symbol with which to conduct war against Amalek. For Amalek's power is physical, one of death, one of destruction and negativity. However, the power of Israel is one of song and holiness, as he says, and the transformation of the physical into the blessings of the spiritual. That's the symbolism of the Mateh. That was the message which Moshe wished to impart by bringing it with him to the top of the mountain and showing it to all of Klal Yisrael as they went into battle. We have seen and we continue to see with our enemies today, just as with Amalek. It's a movement whose power is based on death, destruction, and hatred. Yet we are guided by something greater. We should be inspired, just as they were in the days of the war with Amalek, by the Mateh of Moshe Rabbeinu. We have seen throughout the emergence of this war, how Am Yisrael wields the power of Kedusha, of holiness, bringing vitality to a nation that has withered, and unity to a people that had previously been splintered. We have seen tremendous acts of courage and strength just in the recent days with the release of the heroines and the heroes, the hostages, as they are reunited with their families. Look at the emunah on their faces, the spiritual strength which guides them. And we should be inspired. We should be mechazik. We should be reinvigorated, just as Yehoshua was through the Mateh of Moshe Rabbeinu. And with that in mind, we'll now say to Tehillim, as we pour out our hearts to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to continue to bring the hostages home, to return all the Chayalim safely. May everyone be well. And only have good news. We'll start with Tehillim, Perek Chof, Psalm chapter 20. Lamatzeach mizmor le David, Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisakevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezrucha mikodesh umetzion, Yisadecha, Yizkor kol minchaisecha, V'olacha yidashen asela. Hey, Matlu, Vanachnu, Kamnu, Vinis, Odad, Adonai, Hoshia, Hamelech, Yaneinu, Vyom, Koreinu. We say Tehillim, Chof Gimel, Psalm chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai, Roi, Loechzar, Binos, Deshe, Yarbitseini, Almein, Nuchos, Yenahaleini. Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheini B'magleit Tzedek L'Nafshi Bo Gam ki elef begeit amaves lo ira ra ki ata imadi shivtcha u'mishantecha heima yimachanuni tarosh lefanai shulchan neged tzarai dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya ach tov v'chesed yidfuni kol yimei chayai v'shavti b'veis Adonai b'oref yamin. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm chapter 121. Shir lamalos esainai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai oseh shamayim va'aretz. Al yiten lamot raglecha al yanum shemerecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yeminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teitzcha uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. And now we'll say Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm chapter 130. Shir hamalos, mirakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shim avakoli, tiyena oznecha kashuvos lekol techanunai. Im avonos tishmoya, Adonai mi yamod. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi velidvaroch alpi. Nafshi ladinai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbe im ofdus, v'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosov. And finally, we'll say Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm chapter 142. Maskil David v'yosol b'amarat shilam, Koli el Adonai, Eza Koli el Adonai, Eschanan. Eshpoch lefanav, Sichit, Sarasi lefanav, Agid. Behisateif alai ruchi, Vata yadata, Nisivasi, Barak zu, Aleich tamnu, Pachli. Habeit yamin, Ur'evein li, Makir avad, Manos, Mimeni, Ein doresh lenafshi. Zagti elech Adonai, amarti ato, maksi chelki ve'eretz hafayim. Hakshiva yeminati, ki dalosi ma'od, hadsileini, meirot zmai, ki yamsu mimeni. Otsi'a mimaske nafshi, lodos es shimecha, biyatiru tzadikim, ki tigmol alai. Outside Achenu in Hebrew and English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim b'tzara u'v'shivya, ha'omdim bein bayam u'vein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzara l'irvacha, u'me'afela la'ora u'mishibud l'gula, hashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may your presence have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. I read the Misha Berach L'Chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Misha Berach Abateinu, Abraham, Yitzhak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Et Chayalei Tzvahagan Al Yisrael, Ve'anshei Kartos Abitachon, Ha'oidim al mishmar arseinu v'ereheinu, migvul halvanon v'abidvar mitzrayim, u'min hayam ha'agadol ad lavo ha'arava, u'bechol makom shehen, v'yabasha, ba'avir u'vayam. Yitein Adonai es oiveinu hakamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem. Hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil et chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka u'mikol nega u'machala. V'yishlach baracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. Yadber soneinu tachteihem v'atirein b'cheseh Yeshua v'ateres nitzachon. ויקוים בהם הכסוף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הוריתי מכם, להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לשבויים, the prayer for those being held in captivity. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וימסור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו. ואת כל אחינו הנשונים בצרו ושביה בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציא מחושך וצמא ועשו מעשותיהם ינתק, וממצוקותיהם יושיעם, ושיבם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדמי חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, ויקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ותהיה אדמי ישובון ובעל ציון ברינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם. ששון ושמחה יפיגו, ונחשו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. Finally, we say to מישברך לחולים, the prayer for the sick. And I'll pause for approximately 30 seconds so people can insert the names of those who are not yet well. מישברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק, יעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ולחמים עם לרחוזם ולחזיקם ולחיותם, וישלח להם נהי רפואה שלהם מן השמיים, ימחרה וזרעת גיביהם, בסוף שפלי ישראל, לפרות הנפש, ולסגוף השתה בעגלה ובזמן חריב, ונאמר, אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Proops. Look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Hashem and in your future. Always enjoy a wonderful gem from Rabbi Beryl Wein, who I grew up in his shul and had the schutz, had the great opportunity to actually spend time with him last week in Eretz Yisrael. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. For the OU, this is Naftali Herman, wishing everyone a wonderful day.